The following program was previously recorded. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, it's time for another episode of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Bringing together the experience and knowledge of thought leaders from around the globe, the ICANN 2021 Women's Leadership Conference provides the tools and education to evolve leaders and help them thrive within their organizations and in all aspects of life. The Marketing, Communications, and Events Director is Allison Zock, and she joins me here on Live and Local today. Hello, Allison. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good morning.
This is the 28th ICANN Leadership Conference. My goodness, that's quite a legacy.
Isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. A 28th annual conference, and ICANN, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year, so great year of 2021 for ICANN.
Absolutely. Is the conference, because it is the 2021 ICANN Women's Leadership Conference, is it just for women?
It is not. We welcome leaders of all ages, men, women, everyone. Of course, with the conference and the spirit of the event, we do focus and provide a lot of inspiration and development and content around the development of women leaders and the advancement of women leaders in their careers. However, the conference is meant for both. We also have one of our keynotes this year are some authors of a book called The Good Guys, How Men Can Be Better Workplace Allies for Women in the Workplace. So definitely some meaningful messages for men and women. And just general, some really great content around stepping up and standing out in your career kind of through a lot of different ways that we're going to feature through our keynotes.
Now, this year's conference, of course, you know, last year in 2020, everything was virtual. Everything had to be canceled. This year, going to be a hybrid. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to. We're very excited about being able to do the hybrid format, and we took our time with making this decision and, you know, just kind of made the official call kind of back in May, kind of waited until we really truly knew what our community looked like with the trajectory of the pandemic, what other events in our community were doing. And so, we're thrilled about being able to safely host this hybrid event. So that means you can register to attend in person down at the CHI Health Center Omaha or join us virtually. So we're saying it's a great conference experience from any seat, whether you're at your office, from home, or down with us at the venue. Do want to make sure it's very clear, you know, the safety measures we're putting in place for the in-person attendees. We know this is kind of a beginning of a return to in-person events, so we're doing a 50% capacity, only five people per table, and, you know, definitely instilling some social distancing and additional safety measures. So we're going to do it safely, but we're really excited. But, you know, the virtual event is going to be fabulous. The agenda is the same, and you have access to all the great content and speakers.
That's great. Are there any of the speakers that you would like to highlight during our discussion today?
Yeah, absolutely. So our theme this year, we always do a year-specific theme that's really kind of timely and on-trend with business leadership. So our theme this year is Insight, Step Up, Stand Out, and Stand Together. And so what that kind of encompasses is the ideas of how can you as a leader really be empowered to kind of take control of your career trajectory and, you know, step up, right? And how can you help yourself stand out? And then a big piece of the theme is that stand together, and it's how can you also help others next to you and maybe behind you kind of stand out in their career as well. So a lot of our keynotes are going to talk around the ideas of a mentorship and sponsorship and how can you secure a sponsor in your career around community involvement and community engagement, and how can you gain intentional skill building and professional development through community endeavors as well. So in terms of some of the speakers, we have a woman named Tiffany Defu, who's going to talk about the future of women's leadership and kind of creating that stand together kind of network. We have Herminia Ibarra, who will be joining us from London, speaking on the spectrum of sponsorship. So kind of that true difference between a mentor and a true career sponsor. We have a speaker named Tara J. Frank, who's going to talk about stretch into your future and really how you can take on those stretch assignments outside of your day-to-day role. How can you, you know, find new projects and new opportunities in your career to really kind of help set the course for your advancement and your development? We have those authors I mentioned earlier, David Smith and Brad Johnson, those The Good Guys, How Men Can Be Better Allies for Women in the Workplace. That's a big part of advancing the pipeline of women leaders, is both men and women helping women leaders kind of set that pipeline and advancement potential. We have a local speaker named Nicole Bianchi, who's going to talk about bravery and how that, you know, being brave can help you stand out. Another one I'll mention, Joe Miller, Make Your Value Visible. So really about that advocacy of a sponsor and how to really kind of gain that visibility and advocacy for yourself in your career and for others.
Whether you are just starting your career or you may have an established career, The 28th annual ICANN Women's Leadership Conference on August 11th at the CHI Health Center is something that you should look into, because in order to make our careers long and profitable, we have to continue upgrading our skills. ICANNconference.com is where you can find all the information that you would need about this. She is Allison Zock. She is the Director of Marketing, Communications, and Events for ICANN. Thank you, Allison, for joining me today, and good luck with the conference.
Thank you, Mike, very much. We appreciate and look forward to seeing everyone there.